Living at the bottom of some right-wing wishing well, the patriots, the true patriots, are sounding the bugle for military intervention. This time, not for taking over the Capitol building and restoring Donald J.'s rightful place on the throne, but for standing up to Vlad the Impaler over in Ukraine. They say if only Trump were still Fuhrer, Rasputin would never have dared invade Ukraine. These are the same folks who declared that Biden was warning about a phony invasion in the first place. But now it's his fault. I'm worn down by these people. The same ones who rallied round the flag for the Gulf Wars, calling anyone who disagreed traitors. Now America is weak, they say. Its leaders are impotent and exhausted. What we need, they say, is a guy who, when in office himself, toadied up to Putin every opportunity he got, and who now calls him a genius for how he handled the Ukraine invasion. Very smart guy, that Vlad. Well, I can tell you two guys who don't qualify as smart or geniuses. There are always people who admire dictators, authoritarians, bullies, and overlords. Strongmen, they call them. There will always be folks who like the idea of a boot on someone else's neck, so long as it's not theirs. Apparently, we have more of these people among us than I ever realized. They might not pick up a gun and march to the Capitol, but they don't see anything wrong with the crowd that does. I'm not sure what qualifies as patriotism anymore. Used to be a loyalty to your country. Obviously, the line has shifted. I suspect when the entire world condemns our boy genius, Putin, these folks will be eating crow and denying they ever cheered him on. Hypocrisy, if not patriotism, is certainly a virtue to them.